Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Appreciate you, man.
Yes.
Precious Heavenly Father, such a grand opportunity, Lord, once again you've given us. Lord, we never want to fail to thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord. We're just so grateful in our hearts this night. Lord, your blessings on us, Lord, is, Lord, more than we deserve, Lord. We just appreciate everything you've done, Lord, more than anything revelation, Lord, you've given us. And Lord, we continue to ask for more, Lord, as we gather once again. Lord, just freely give us of your Holy Spirit and revelation this night, Lord, we ask. It's our greatest prayer and desire. And we pray that you'll have your way in every phase of the service. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray these things.
Amen.
Amen. Caption books over there. Page 59.
A bird of joy and peace.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to sing this little chorus. I won't walk without Jesus. I won't talk without Jesus. Amen. I won't walk without Jesus. I won't talk.
Really cry and wait. But God
answers in many different ways.
Amen.
And he's a truly answering God. This little testimony before I pray, there was two things that all I did was mention to the Lord. I said, Lord Jesus, it'd be nice if you would do this certain thing. It'd be nice. That's all I said. In less than 24 hours, God answered. And another thing, said to us, Lord, it'd be nice if you would do this in a brother's life. Lord, you would show him something.
Mm-hmm.
And in less than 24 hours, God did.
Mm-hmm.
That had happened in his life. God is God.
Amen.
It depends on how much you believe and know that he'll answer prayer. I believe he'll hear us tonight.
Amen.
He'll answer your prayer by faith. Accept it. Count things that are not, as though they are. Amen. Believe that?
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, it's such a precious, precious opportunity to stand before you at this time. Lord, as the church is set in order to present our special request before you. As the prophet, Lord, set the church in order. And Lord, we do this according to thy will. And Father, each one of us, they raised their hands. I raised my hands also. Signifying, Lord, that we had needs in our life. I'm sure, Lord, that every one of us do. And sometimes we're not realize really what the need is. Yet, Lord, you know exactly what we have need of before we even do. You know what tomorrow holds when we don't. Lord Jesus, we're so thankful we can come before you and know that you are the one true God. Lord, you truly are spirit and life. Lord, we know that you're here with us now. Lord, we kept your promise. And Father, as we've done it here, we present our needs before you now. You know every heart.
Amen.
You know mine, Lord. You know to me the most important thing in my life, God. And you know the desire of each one here. Lord, some may be sick. Their bodies, Lord, may be afflicted in some way. And Lord Jesus, they may be asking you to touch their bodies and to heal them. Lord, we pray that you'll send down the revelation Father, they can see by your stripes and already healed. We just must accept it, Lord, and the inspiration and strive to do so. We ask now, Lord, that you touch each one. If there's any spiritual needs, Lord, which I imagine, Lord, that's the greatest desire of every one of us. I'm sure we're all crying out for revelation more than anything else in this life. Father, we're asking for revelation. Oh God, we realize that we're in this rapturing age. It'll take more faith in this age than any other age that's ever lived. So I'm asking now that you give us that, Lord. Continue to fill us with it. Lord Jesus, quickly see body change. As we see the change taking place now, we know it's our down payment. But all we're looking for a final change of taking on immortality. Oh God, we ask that you grant that. Bless us now, Lord, with all the other requests. We ask that you grant that also. Father, truly, each one of us has asked according to thy will. Then, Lord, we know that, Lord, you give it to us. Our heart's desire. We appreciate it. Your blessings come upon us now. Help each one of us to believe and accept your Lord. That those things that counting things that are not, still and already not. Oh God, bless us now. We appreciate you. Now, Lord, we take it again. We love you. Appreciate you. We're so wonderful, sweet.
it again. I just keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. It gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Hey man, I lost the tune. I'm sorry. Amen. That's a sweet song. Sing it. Amen.
I just keep falling in love with you.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
I just keep
falling in love with him over. Let's bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Lord, truly it each day gets sweeter as we walk along this road. And Lord, how much more of a longing we have in our heart, Lord, to see you and to be there. Lord, in the place you prepared for us. Lord, we're just getting anxious. Lord, we're traveling the last mile home. And Lord, we just pray that you won't continue to enlighten our eyes. Lord, give us eyes to see. And Lord, help us to draw closer than we've ever drawn before. And Lord, to just give ourselves completely over to you, that Lord, you could have the full preeminence in everything we say and do. That Lord, you would be glorified and magnified. And Lord, we've come tonight, Lord, to look into your precious word, Lord, and to exhort. Lord, we just ask that you would bless it. Lord, you know the reason behind it. I don't. Lord, we're just going to read your precious word. And Lord, we're going to measure up. For Lord, that's why we come. And Lord, may we just each one take the word into our hearts. And Lord, just it's going to bring an assurance, Lord. This word is showing us where we're standing. And Lord, by your mercy and grace, it's going to give us that faith we need to take us off of this earth. And Lord, we just ask your blessings now upon the remainder of this service. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Amen. Don't you love him?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you feel a song burning like that, you get to singing and you just go off in the wrong direction. Amen. But I thank God for what he's doing for us. Amen. Hallelujah. While you're standing, just a small little exhortation this evening. Kind of strange. Praying before service, and this just kind of fell in my lap, so to speak, and it's just a little something, amen, something maybe even very elementary, you might say, but must be a purpose for it, and we'll just read God's word. It's inspired.
Amen.
And we truly are living in a time where every word that's in here, we've got to line up to it. Got to be living, vindicated. Just can't say we believe it and agree with it. It's got to be proven out in our lives. Amen. But I'm going to turn to Matthew, if you would, in the 25th chapter, if you'd like to turn there, and the 40th verse. And then you can be seated. Amen. We'll read some more after you sit down. There in the 25th book of Matthew, in the 40th verse. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. May the Lord add the blessings of his word. You may be seated. I'd like to start there at the 31st verse and just read here as Jesus was speaking. Amen. Our Lord was talking to us. Amen. This many, much long time ago, but put these things here for our admonition. Let's just start here at the 31st verse. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, and the goats on the left. And then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, and a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? And then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into ever life eternal. And as I was just thinking about this, and you can bring it down to our everyday life. And as you look around, as we sit here, each one of us, if God saw us in his mind before there was a moon or a star, we house a part of him. You know, we sit here as husband and wives and mothers and fathers and children, brothers and sisters in the natural. And then we sit here as brothers and sisters in Christ. And how each one of us holds a very part of God. And how do we really stop and think of that sometimes when maybe a situation happens? Maybe something's going on around us. Can be all kinds of situations that arise. But do I realize that I'm dealing with a part of God in every situation? And that what I do unto the least of these, I've done unto the least unto him. And it's just something I was just thinking about. And as you meditate on it and you begin to see as we are nearing the end of the line, and we see all this taking place around us and how Satan is going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's trying to disrupt and to enter in wherever he can and cause discord or get in and cause a eruption between a brother and a brother or a sister to a sister or even to a husband and a wife. And how God's precious word has come so close and to show us that am I trying to make sure? Do I look over and see a need in my brother's life that maybe I have a way of meeting? Maybe something I could help with? Maybe I just see he needs prayer. Am I doing it for the least of these? Am I giving my all to truly look on the things of others more than the things of myself? Preferring one another, loving one another. These scriptures all lay in here, many, many scriptures. But how we is in the natural, we're all different one from another. And we all raise up and we have different ways of doing things, different ways we approach life and in the general. But as long as that person's in the Word, I must make sure that I can't stand the way they do something. I can't stand the way they're getting this over here or going about that over there. But we must stay in unity and love one another. I'm going to do things. You know, as a husband and wife, as you're married, you know how maybe a husband's got a quirky little thing he does that's just his way. He always has been. And maybe the wife just, boy, that's just something that just irritates her. Might be eating with a fork, you know, the way you hold your fork or the way you hold your spoon. But, you know, little things like that can grow and fester if you allow it to. Little bitty things that can just eat at you till you just can't take it no more. I can't stand that my husband does this one thing this way. And then, you know, or my wife's doing this like this, and I just can't stand that. Oh, it just And you know, and you can begin to feel odd against your wife or against your husband, against your brother, your sister. These little bitty things that seem as nothing. Satan just loves to try to catch somebody weak and down, not prayed up like they should be, and try to feed on those things. And as those things begin to build into your around us, how we need to make sure that we're praying up every hour, as our brother had mentioned, and how we're watching for these things. But nevertheless, a lot of times, you know, you'll see something like that happen, and then maybe the wife starts talking to another wife or a husband to another husband, and then just running, they don't mean to, but they start belittling their husband or they start belittling their wife, or it goes the other direction sometimes. And then the next wife, if she's not prayed up, she's right in there. Well, let me tell you what my husband does. Let me tell you what my wife's doing. Let me tell you what this person's children's doing over here, when we should be praying for each other, uplifting each other. And remember that is a quick word to one of your brothers, your sisters, your husband, your wife, your children, mother to father, grandparents. The least you've done to the least of these, you've done it unto me. You know, how we must be reverence of that and mindful of what God has given us. And here we have a group of that God has let us be part of each other, a family to be nourished under the word and to have the Holy Spirit just woo us. And he's here every service, and how thankful we ought to be for that. And as I just was meditating on this, and I weigh in my own life and seeing short places, things I can, Lord, I could do better. Lord, there could be more of you seen in my life, maybe in this situation, maybe in that situation. And that's what this word's here for. It's the measuring stick. Every day, we're measuring up greater. And we say, well, that's just a little thing. It might be a little thing, but what if I'm lacking one of those little things? It's got to be all the word. Amen. Amen. Herein, let's turn over to let's go down to 1 John, the 4th chapter. Amen. Stirring up our minds by way of remembrance. Amen to these precious words. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, might be none of this. You know, you say, Brother Tim, why? That sounds like something's going on. No, nothing's going on. But what if God might be preparing us for a situation tomorrow for one of us? We don't know what God does. You know, when you see a scripture sometimes and you feel led to start moving through them, sometimes you don't know. Well, Lord, we don't need to bring that. We've heard that and heard that. But God knows all things, and there's a time and a place for everything. Amen. Amen. And I can't do this on my own, so whatever little bit he gives me, that's what we're going to bring. Amen. Here in 1 John in the 4th chapter. Amen. And about the 20th and the 20th verse. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. And he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. And as you just think of that, and as our pastor, I remember many, many years ago, is Brother DeLong preaching on this, and how he read out of the Webster's Dictionary what hate is. It's just a strong dislike. And you know, I looked it up, and it says a passionate or intense dislike for something. You often wonder just how easy it could be to hate your brother. My, it's just when you stop to weigh the words and how this goes for young, old, middle-aged, it's the word. It might be your natural brother, your natural sister, might be your brother and sister in the spirit here. But oh my, we must apply every word to our life. Yes, amen. Amen. I think it was, amen. Amen. I had it marked there, but where he said, you know, he that hateth his brother is a murderer. And oh my, how we want to make sure that we're not letting anything fester up in our hearts and in our lives that's causing us to maybe draw asunder, draw back from a brother, draw back from a sister that, oh, I really don't want to be around that person. I really don't want no association with that person. But even as a wife speaking to her husband, it's been brought to our attention many times how Sarah reverenced her husband, calling him Lord. Do we reverence that as we speak to our husband, as a husband to our wife? Are we reverencing her when we speak to her that's a son or daughter of God? You know, Brother Branham, he put it like this in Questions and Answers. Amen. Just to read this. This is in Questions and Answers in 64, and it's paragraph 309. He says, always remember you're God's children. You're from a royal family. Yours is a royal blood. There's no better blood in the world than yours. That's right. A royal blood shows itself. That's what it's royal. All that believe that, say amen. Amen. Yes, sure, shows what you are. I am a son of a king. Amen. Amen. My wife's a daughter of the king. Amen. Amen. How would I treat the king's daughter? Amen. Just stop to think about that. A daughter of the king that created the heavens and the earth. A son of a king. Oh my, how we ought to love one another and treat each other with great respect. Amen. How would she treat that king's son? See what I mean? Be real genuine. And oh, if you stop to look at that sometimes, you might be able to look past some of the fleshly failures of just maybe something you don't like about your husband, something you don't like about your wife, maybe something that just isn't quite right with another brother, maybe the way he eats his mashed potatoes and peas together. You know, oftentimes we sit down to supper and I laugh at Clayton because he's got his way he likes to eat. And it's different from most people. But it's not, it's just him. That's his way. There's nothing wrong with the way he eats his food. He enjoys every bite of it. But I wouldn't eat it like that. But I, just a little thing like that, I could sit there and let that become an issue. Oh, I'm going to fix that. There ain't no sense of that. There ain't nothing wrong with that. But how every situation is that way in life. Maybe a sister combs her hair to the right and you comb yours to the left. It doesn't make her right and you wrong. And it doesn't, maybe she wears hers in a ponytail and you wear yours in a bun. There's no scripture that says one has to do it one way or the other. Just that it's your covering. And to be pleasing and modest. See, but little things like that, Satan can just get in there sometimes. And we've seen it, saints, over the past. We've seen little things cause little digs here and little digs there. And stir the pot when God's trying to move. And when we see the Spirit moving like it is, Satan's going to try everything he can. He's going to move in. Amen. And we must be strong and we must stand against him and make sure we're letting nothing between us and our Savior. Amen. Amen. Here in the message, Christ is the mystery of God, revealed in the letter to the church, which is hanging out here. Just a few quotes here. This is on page 11. Brother Brandon was speaking to a congregation. Love one another. Above everything, love one another. No matter what the devil tries to say, you're all one great big sweet group now. But remember my warning, see? Yes, Satan won't let it stay that way. No, sir. He'll shoot everything. If he has to bring somebody in to make it his target, he'll bring some critic or unbeliever in, sit him down, cause him to fellowship with you under the quietness and things, and then he'll shoot that guy with some kind of poison stuff, and he'll start through the church with it. Don't take sides with it. Don't you have nothing to do with anything else. You stay right loving, sweet, and kind to one another and pray for that man that he'll be saved too, or that woman. Whoever it is, just pray for them and stick one with another. Now, don't never clan among one or talk or make yourselves clannish. We are one. I left hand, I'm mad at you and I'm going to take you away because you're not a right hand. He's my left hand and I want him to stay there. Even the little tip of my finger, I want to stay right there. Every little part of my body, stay right there. God wants us as a body of believers to stay right exactly with one another. Right at with one another. And you've got the tapes on that. Let me drop down. He says, because we're in the last days where the Bible exalted and exhorted to us, the much more as we see that day approaching, to love one another with Christian love and divine love, to assemble ourselves together in heavenly places as Christ Jesus and love one another. This will all men know you're my disciples when you love one for another. That's right. Stay right together. And if the brother you think he's a little wrong or sister, say, Lord, don't let me ever have that root of bitterness spring up because it'll affect him and it'll take Christ right out of my life. That poison acid of malice and jealousy and hatred, it will just take the Holy Spirit right away from you. It'll run him from the tabernacle here. It'll kill the Spirit of God. It'll drive it away from here and hurt your pastor. It'll do everything, see? Don't you do that. You just wax that much closer together. Draw up and take the buckle. As the brother testified, a minister here the other night about having a buckle, seeing it in a vision, that buckle's on the whole armor of God. Just pull her on, tighten up, move right up close to one another. Love one another anyhow, and talk nice about one another and say nice things about one another, then God will bless you. Amen. And how we want to make sure we're following every letter that God's left for us. Right. You know, it's so easy for things to happen. But oh my, how we should really stop and think when we're talking to any one of us, that I'm talking to a part of my Lord. Yes. And he's hearing us. Amen. Hearing the message, influence. Amen. I tell you what, before we do that, let's turn over here to Luke, the 6th chapter. Amen. We say amen?
Amen.
Amen. You know, sometimes God's word is just powerful when you begin to look at it and you begin to see it. And you know, when you, there's just so many quotes and scriptures that just fall into place. And you just see it all around you and so much. Amen. Here in Luke, the 6th chapter and the 27th verse. But I say unto you which hear, amen, we're all hearing, he's talking to us. Love your enemies and do good to them which hate you. Oh, now it's easy to love your brother. It's easy to love your sister. Easy to love mom and dad, son or daughter. Easy to, things are going great in life. But Almighty says, love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have you? For sinners also do even the same. And if you lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. Amen. Is it something I can, brother here, just have this. Don't expect anything from it. Amen. That's a true heart. Truly making and letting go. But oh my, I wonder, it's checking up time. Do I lend sometimes thinking, oh, if I lend, it'll make me look good. It's gonna, somebody's going to know I've done it, and then it's going to stand out, and oh, it's going to come back to me. You know, God knows our hearts. Amen. He says, but love your enemies and do good. Lend hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. And oh my, how we, as we look into these precious words, you know, I was thinking, we, and I thought that a lot of the examples Brother Branham left of different people that he had compassion on and looking at and seeing a need, you know, the gentleman in the prayer line that needed a pair of shoes, and he was seeing if his shoes would fit him, his coat. So he didn't know that man. You know, the old gentleman that I was thinking of the, I believe it was, and I couldn't find it, so I don't know if it was in a magazine or where it was at, but where he talked about the hunting trip and the contest for, was, I don't know if it was the biggest hog or the biggest coon. And the gentleman, he saw that old gentleman sitting there that just knew he was going to win that new gun. And all, he just left his in the truck. Yes. Compassion and kindness for someone he didn't know. Yes. Someone he never met. Then playing darts with his brother in Christ. Knowing he could have beat him. But he just threw him down, threw him off to the side, let that brother win. Because he knew, watching every situation. But I want you to notice that how often we're good to quick to take care of our own. But what about that poor person that crosses your path sometime? You know, you ever, you know, I sit in a, I'm in the public a lot, and you see a lot of things. And you see people with children that just have terrible disabilities. And you see people that just, they're messed up on drugs, different things that's happened in their life that's just led them to shambles. And I wonder if we could truly feel their pain and compassion. You know, we don't know. There could be one of them type people that's the last seed that's on this earth. Amen. That God might make a trophy of his grace out of. Yes. And if we're truly led by the Spirit, we can't save everyone. But if there's a predestinated seed out there, God can lead that one or any of us in the right channel to make something happen. Yes. But you know, oftentimes we look down on those people. Oh, look at the choices they made in life. But you never know the choice that person had in life. And oftentimes we pass judgment as high and mighty. Oh, I wouldn't have never been that way. I wouldn't have never touched that. And you know, if it wasn't for God's grace and mercy in our lives, we don't know where we'd be and what we'd be in. But by God's grace and mercy, we're here. And there's a desire burning in our hearts. But how we should look upon with compassion upon all men. You know, in this day and age we live, people have got to where dogs, cats, animals has got more rights and they have more compassion for them than they do the human race. That dog or cat's never going to be saved. But there might be a human soul that's going to come in contact with you somewhere along life that maybe a hand here, a kind word there might be all it took. Nothing wrong with helping dogs and cats, but just using it as an example. Nobody, it's all about, everybody in this world cares about their own, and that's it. I got mine. I've got my last $5. Didn't you get it? And how it is, if there was a jackpot up for a prize, and oh my, maybe you didn't really need what they were giving away. Maybe they're giving away mixers for the kitchen, and you had three at home. But they were giving it away. So many people are so apt to grab that last little mixer. Oh, they gave it to me. That's mine. And maybe a poor little person down there couldn't afford to buy one, needed that thing. See, that's the compassion, looking upon the things of others more than the things of yourself, letting the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us in everything we do. Truly seeing, if the Holy Spirit leads you to give something to a brother, that brother needs it. The Holy Spirit will make sure to lay it upon our hearts, and we must make sure that we're open, because it might be the last thing that I really hated to get rid of, but maybe that other brother needed it worse than I did, and if the Lord shows me they need it, then let me give it up and say, brother, here. This is going to do you more good than it is me. Yes, amen. Amen. But oh, how these are little words. Small things, may we might say. None of God's words little. But oftentimes it's things we go on about our life. We've got our homes, our cars, our jobs. We've got everything. And we just worry about what we have. We're getting by. But what about that person that maybe God brings across your path? Yes. Amen. God knows all things. You never know which situations will take place. But we must remember, to the least of these, we've done it unto him. Amen. 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 I think I made it all the way through that. I did. Amen. Here in the Message Influence. This was preached November 14th, 1963, on page 16. We used to have a little song when I first come among the Pentecostals, they sang. All along on the road to the soul's true abode, there's an eye watching you. Every step that you take, this great eye is awake. There's an eye watching you. And how we can see that greater now than ever as we're getting close to the end of the line. You remember the song, God's omnipresence. He knows what you're doing, even your thoughts. One time while I was in a vision, I was speaking to a being standing by me. And he said back, he said, your thoughts are louder in the heavens than your voice is on earth. He knows what you're thinking. You might say you do this and you do that, but you see, down in your heart, if you think different, you're doing something wrong. You should be just what you are, see? The mouth should speak what's in the heart, and we find that people doesn't realize that the presence of God. You know, they ought to be like David. The man was after God's own heart, and he said, the Lord is always before me. Wherever he goes, he remembers God is always before him. He is on my right hand, and I'll not be moved because God is on my right hand. Reverence. We ought to honor one another, respect one another as a brother and a sister. Love one another with undying love. You say, well, I just can't. Well, you just stay here a little longer, and then you will like people too. You'll love those who doesn't love you. That's really a good sign of Christianity. When you can, from your heart, love those who does not love you. Love the unlovable. Jesus said, if you just do favors for those that do favors for you, well, the publicans do the same thing. But see, you must be kind to those who are unkind to you. Do good for those that would do evil to you. And always remember that and keep that before you, that God is watching you. Remember, God was good to you when you were evil to him. While you were yet sinners, Christ died for you. Amen. And may we always hold that in our hearts, of what he's done for us. We're nothing without him. And should he ever lift his hand, oh Lord, it's something I don't even want to think about. But by his mercy and grace, I know he's holding us. Amen. turn here to John. Amen. Over here in the third chapter, I believe it is. 1 John, the third chapter. John 3:17. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need, and shut up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us not, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. But, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son of Jesus Christ, his Son Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. And my, as we are coming into this final mile of the stretch, yes, our hearts condemn us not. Every word, we're weighing up carefully with every word, making sure that, Lord, I'm giving you my all. I'm not holding nothing back. I'm not trying to be something that I'm not. But, Lord, I want to be honest with you, Lord. And what's in my heart, that's what I want to be. And I want him to see a true heart in everything I do and everything I say, and see a true reality of this word made alive in our hearts and in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I was going to, we don't need to read that, but I was just thinking, where he was talking about that druggist that saw that little woman come in there in need. He didn't know her. She come in there needing a prescription. Her husband walked up there and laid that on the counter. And how that little druggist said, he preached it in paradox, but when that druggist finally went over there, he felt her need. He grabbed that prescription, took it over, and when he laid it in her hands, he said it was like laying it into a set of nail-scarred hands. And he asked Brother Bram, he said, do you believe that? And Brother Bram said, absolutely. But that man, he was testifying that increased his faith to believe that scripture, that is what you've done to the least of these. You've done it unto me. And how we ought to think about that. That we're brothers and our sisters, it says here, our husbands, our wives, our children, each one of us, we sit here by the mercy and grace of God. And each one of us, we pray, we have a gene from him inside of us. And if we do, then may we make sure that we're very reverence, respectful. It's not just to a man, it's not just to a woman, but it's to God, it's the word. And that's what God's looking at. He don't care what my face looks like. He don't care what your face looks like, but he's looking at that word to see that it's lived out through our lives right down the line. And oh my, may each one of us find our place exactly where God wants us to be. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments. Amen. Maybe not a jumping, shouting message, but amen, a lot of good things in there. Amen. And if you meditate on it and think about it, and even some of the things that I just read pieces of, if you go back and read the larger paragraph and think about what God is speaking, you know, God didn't leave nothing said that he didn't leave for a purpose. Amen, and I believe God knew everything that was going to happen. Yes, before we get off of this earth, he knows everything. Amen. Amen. And he always watches over us. Amen. To prepare our footsteps, to make sure we're headed in the right direction. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you love him? Amen. Amen. I know we're a little bit few tonight, and it's Thursday evening. I know all of us had to work today, and maybe we're a little tired, but I thank God that I was able to be here. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would. Amen. I think you might have sung it. I couldn't hear because the mic was off, but I think you might have sung it. But that little chorus, I won't go without Jesus. Yeah. Amen.
I won't walk without Jesus. I won't talk without Jesus. I refuse to spend one day. Without Jesus, everything
Amen. I hope that song becomes a greater reality in every one of our hearts. Amen. Just won't walk without him. Won't talk without him. That means a lot. It goes back to what Brother Timothy was saying. Be led by the Spirit. To everything we do, be pleasing unto God.
Amen.
And be able to catch everything God wants us to do. Amen. Lord, let it be in my life. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, how we greatly enjoyed these precious words of encouragement and strength and Lord, leadership. We appreciate it with all our heart. And Lord, we just want to be that way in our life, that we won't walk without you. Even without these words tonight we heard, we won't walk without it. We won't talk without it. We won't go nowhere without it. But Lord, just be completely led by the Word of God. Lord, help us now to do so. We know we're winding down now in the last few moments of time. And Lord Jesus, you're dealing with our hearts about the appearing of the Lord. Keep praying, Lord. Give us the greater revelation of it, Lord. And all these nuggets as tonight, Lord, lead to that. And how we appreciate that so very much. So we pray that you'll bless each one now. And bless those that couldn't be here tonight. Lord, may you meet the need in our lives. And these words that was spoke tonight, may it be an encouragement to them also. And Father, we pray now thy will be done in our lives and everything we do and say. And Father, may it be a determination and a love in our hearts, a desire that, Lord, we want to see you glorified in our lives, in everything we do. We just each one now want to commit ourselves in a greater way to you and a greater consecration. Greater surrender and love to you, Lord. We pray that thy will be done now in our lives. In your glorious, precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love him so. He's so precious. Amen. I want him to be a complete, sweet relationship in my life. For everything I do, I'm always thinking of him first. Every decision I make, Lord, what is thy will for me today? Amen. May it be the desire of every heart. Amen. I'm sure the Lord will have his complete preeminence. We all yield to him. Amen. May God bless you. You're all dismissed.